I just want to take a few minutes just to wrap up here. Lord gave me just a word. It's called no more cover up. Just listen. Mark chapter 10, beginning with verse 46. And they came to Jericho. This is talking about Jesus and his disciples. And as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. So Jesus had come into town and was leaving. He'd come into town with his disciples, and as he's going out of town, there's this huge, great crowd that scripture tells us is following Jesus and heading out. That's what Jesus always did. He always attracted people. A crowd would always gather around Jesus because he was always doing great things and good things. He was always doing miracles. He was always speaking about the love of the Father. Nobody else could draw a crowd the way Jesus could. Nobody on the face of the earth will ever draw a crowd the way Jesus did when he walked the face of the earth. And here's Bartimaeus, blind and a beggar, on the side of the road. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up. He's calling you." I'm gonna say that again. Take heart, get up. He's calling you. Take heart, get up. Jesus is calling you. And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him, being Jesus, on the way. Here's Jesus coming out of Jericho with this great crowd and his disciples. But there's a blind man named Bartimaeus sitting on the side of the road. He's not going anywhere in life. He's blind. He can't go far. He's stuck in one place. And he begs people for help. He begs people for money. He begs people for food. This is really a symbol of so many people that are stuck in one place when they don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. We find ourselves on the side of the road. Maybe someone here tonight, you have felt like your life has been on the side of the road, not able to go forward, not able to move, not able to get anywhere, just stuck in one place. You feel blind. You feel like you don't know what's ahead of you. You don't know which way to go. Everything feels blurry. Everything feels complicated. You can't fully grasp anything in life. You're just stuck in one place. That's Bartimaeus. He represents that. And here he is blind and he's begging, he's asking for help, hoping that somebody would give him a few crumbs or a couple of coins or just something. And he's there day after day, stuck in this one place as everyone's passing him by. Everyone's going forward. He can hear the sound of people's joy and happiness. He can hear the sound of people falling in love, but not Bartimaeus. He's just stuck in this one place. But then, despite the fact that he can't see, despite the fact that he always needs help from somebody, he hears a great crowd passing by. But not only does he hear a great crowd, but he hears that Jesus is in the center of that crowd. And when Jesus shows up, something happens with Bartimaeus. Faith stirs in his heart. You got to be able to picture this moment. Someone who just has always just sat in one position, has not been able to achieve anything, but suddenly there becomes a stirring and a rising in him. That's what happens when Jesus shows up. And he's sitting there and he can't see a thing, but he hears a great crowd passing and he hears that Jesus is in that crowd. And suddenly he begins to cry out, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy." Now, I don't think that that was something that Bartimaeus did normally, which would be to cry out like that out loud. I'm sure he probably for many a time just kind of sat and just held out his hands. And that was his normal routine, and people were accustomed to seeing him there. Maybe sometimes they dropped things. But now faith began to arise in Bartimaeus, and there was a stirring in his heart. There became a desperation for change, a desperation to get out of the place that he's been stuck in for so long. A desperation to say, I can't do this no more. I can't live my life like this. And he begins to cry out, Son of David, have mercy on me. Bartimaeus clearly knew who he was talking about. He said, Son of David. He knew a little bit of some Old Testament scripture. He knew that this was the Messiah. This was the promised king. This is the one that comes out of the lineage of David and will save us all. Son of David, have mercy on me. And suddenly like that, he doesn't care what people think. This was clearly out of the norm for Bartimaeus, because suddenly everybody's telling him to shut up. Be quiet. Be silent. We got a flow going on here. We got a great crowd. But see, a great crowd doesn't always represent people who truly love Jesus. Be silent. You were fine on the side of the road when you didn't say anything. I'm one who gave you a couple of coins here and there, my leftovers here and there, and you always just held out your hand and you didn't say much. I liked you then, but now that you're making all this noise, be quiet. And Bartimaeus gets louder. Why in the world would Bartimaeus get louder? Because you have to come to a place where you're no longer gonna listen to the people that abuse you and put you down. Get loud if you have to. Because you have to come to a place where you really recognize that your heart is in need of Jesus. And when you truly understand that you got to put your faith in Jesus, you'll get desperate and you'll get louder than those that have persecuted you. Enough is enough. Carol Ann came to a place in her life where enough was enough. Constantly put down, constantly abused, constantly told that you'll never get anywhere, constantly told that you'll never finish your education, that you're never good enough to find someone to fall in love with, that you'll never get married, that you'll never get things right. Enough is enough. Oh, Son of David, have mercy on me. You got to get bold tonight. You got to be desperate for a Savior. You got to put a cry out, and that cry has got to be in faith. And when you put a cry out in faith, I'm going to tell you something. If you put a cry out in faith, it will bring Jesus Christ to a position where he will respond. He will not pass you by. I can imagine Jesus in this huge crowd, and everybody's wanting to touch him and speak to him, and everybody's so entertained by all he does, and everybody wants to be around. Everybody wants to be in the front row. Everybody wants to have a close-up with Jesus, but Jesus will always recognize a desperate cry in faith. Jesus is not looking for religion tonight. He's looking for a relationship with you. He's not moved by the crowds. He's moved by your heart and your soul. He's moved by a desperate cry, and he'll be walking and he'll change his route just for you. And then he'll do something else. He'll speak in authority, and he'll tell those, maybe a good few that understand that it's important to reflect Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Maybe you've been invited to come in here tonight, but he sends a couple and says, go get him. I'm not moving any further because there's a cry of faith. There's a man here that's desperate for change. There's someone here that has been in one position for a long time, and they're going to come out of that position right now because I've heard their cry. I've heard their desperate plea. They've asked for mercy, and I'm a merciful God. I don't condemn. I don't put you down. I won't talk bad about you. I respond in mercy if you cry out in faith. A merciful God. You got to cry out in faith. in every circumstance, in every situation, with your family, with your job and your career, with your finances, cry out in faith, have mercy, oh God, and my God will respond. He responds. And so they come over to him. They say, take heart. I'd like to believe that those were the disciples, a couple of them out of the 12 disciples. They can't say, oh, I've been following Jesus for a little while. Oh, your life is about to change drastically. It's about to be a miracle right now, bro. For every believer in here, that's what you and I have been called to do. Go get them. Go get them. You and I have a responsibility. Let me speak to the believers right now. You and I have a responsibility to step out of these doors and say, take heart. Come to Jesus. He's calling you. He loves you. Would every believer that knows what it is to be on the side of the road come to a place where you and I, as the body of Christ, as believers in Jesus, would go to the Bartimaeus in life and say, take heart. Get up. He's calling you. Jesus is calling you. He loves you. He's calling you. And here's the moment. The moment Bartimaeus finally got somebody to say something good to him. He got a message from Jesus to get up. Now, he's been blind. He's got a routine that he normally does. He comes and he gets right down to the same spot. But suddenly scripture tells us that he breaks his routine right there. Because again, the desperation meets the response that Jesus gives, which is to get up. Scripture says he throws off his cloak and springs up and goes running to Jesus. Now, mind you, Bartimaeus is blind. But it don't matter anymore. Because even though Bartimaeus can't see where he's going, his faith in Jesus Christ says, I'm gonna push through, and whatever it takes, I'm getting to Jesus. The word of God tells us that he throws off his cloak. A cloak, probably this weighty, heavy blanket that he always carried with him everywhere he went. That when he would sit down and come to his spot, he sat on that cloak. And when it was time to go to bed, he'd probably most of the time just open up that cloak and just lay down on that cloak. It represented everything that was flawed in Bartimaeus's life. That cloak. On days where it probably was very hot and he was very smelly, probably in the shame of the stench, he would wrap himself up in that cloak. Please, someone help me. Probably with that cloak, he could cover up any bruises and scars, any type of just mess that he would make. If any type of place where he would go and he was not able to use a bathroom, all under that cloak was a mess and a stench. It was dark and it was foul. And he was dependent on that cloak. And he was attached to that cloak. And there under that cloak was shame. And there under that cloak was guilt. And there under that cloak was embarrassment and humiliation. And there under that cloak, he wrestled every day with loneliness. But when Jesus calls, you can take off that cloak. No more cover up when Jesus calls you. No more cover up when it's time for a healing. No more cover up when Jesus shows up and responds to your cry. And he gets up and throws that cloak down and he goes running to Jesus. And Jesus says, what do you want me to do? And Jesus is asking you and I that same question tonight, here in the house and online. The word of God belongs to you and I. What do you want me to do for you? Do you want to be healed? Do you want a breakthrough? Are you tired of living on the side of the road? Bartimaeus says, Rabbi, restore my sight. Once again, Bartimaeus gives us a clear picture of his complete faith in Jesus Christ as the Messiah, as the healer, and as the teacher. He said, Rabbi. Which means not only do I want you to heal me, I want to follow you and you teach me how to live my life. It was more than just getting a healing physically. He wanted to commit his entire life to Jesus. When he says rabbi, he refers to him as teacher, meaning show me the way to walk. Be the way of my life. Be the truth of my life. Be life to me. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come unto the Father but through me. Bartimaeus got it. And then Jesus heals him. Completely heals him and sets him free. Physically and spiritually, Bartimaeus is made whole because of a desperate cry in faith. Jesus responds. And then immediately after that, he didn't go dancing and shouting his own way. Scripture tells us he followed Jesus. See, this is why in the book of Mark, this particular account of this story is the evidence of a man who became a true disciple of Jesus Christ, because they say his name. Not only do they say his name, but they say his father's name. It was evident that after this encounter with Jesus Christ, that Bartimaeus became an amazing man of God, a disciple, a minister of the gospel, a witness of Jesus Christ, never to be the same again. But you have to come to a place tonight where there's no more cover-up. You have to throw the cloak off. You have to come to a place where you're not worried about the majority and the crowd and the words that have been said over to you. Is there a Bartimaeus in the house that's willing to throw the cloak of shame off and come to Jesus Christ? Is there a Bartimaeus in the house that's willing to say, I have been wearing this cloak of loneliness too long, I'm coming to Jesus, get up? Is there a Bartimaeus in the house that says, man, I have been so ashamed of stuff that I did through 2016, I'm still carrying this cloak of guilt, I'm still carrying this cloak of anxiety, I'm afraid to take a step forward because I'm afraid what people are gonna say about me if I change the position in my life? But if Jesus is calling you out of that position, move. Move. No more cover up. No more cover up. No more embarrassment. No more cover up. You come just as you are. Bartimaeus is a clear example of coming to Jesus just as you are. When he showed up to Jesus, he was stumbling around blind, not knowing exactly where to go. But there was a desperation that said, I don't care what the crowd is going to think about me. He came to a place where he said, listen to this. Bartimaeus could have easily kept the cloak on and gone to Jesus. Yes, he could have. He could have said, he could have said to the people that came to him, I don't know where I'm going and I'm really afraid. Could you ask Jesus to come over here on this side of the crowd? Because this is the position, this is the only position I know. But is there a cry of faith? Is there faith in the heart of people tonight that's willing to remove the cover and get to Jesus? Because if you remove the cover of shame, if you remove the cover of sin, and you give your life to Jesus Christ, he will clothe you with a robe of righteousness. This is why you have to remove your cover so that you can get a new cover that we don't even deserve. But it is a robe of righteousness, which means it puts you in right standing with God. It gives you a life where you are walking in his grace and in his mercy. And you know what happens with the cover that you remove? The cover of your sins, your failures. Here's why you have to get rid of that cover. Because Jesus took the cover that you've been clothed with in your shame and he wrapped it around himself on the cross. So why do you even think that you can even hold on to that cover? Because he went to the cross and wrapped himself in your cover that you've had on the side of the road. This is why you got to throw it off. No more cover up. I'm going to Jesus to get my robe of righteousness. No more cover up. I don't care what the crowd thinks about me right now. I want Jesus. I want his grace. I want his love. I want change. Will you stand up with me? One of two things. Listen to me. One of two things. You can either sit on the side of the road and not get anywhere this year, or you can get up and follow Jesus and head down the road and go forward and experience God's promises and his blessing. I'm speaking to you two online. You can either sit on the side of the road and remain covered up in sin and shame and embarrassment, or maybe the wounds of people that have abused you. And so now your cloak is your bitterness. Your cloak is your anger and unforgiveness. But no more cover up. Take it off. Get up and go to Jesus. Receive him as Lord and Savior. Get on the road and move forward in Christ Jesus. If I'm speaking to you tonight, if you feel like you've been on the side of the road and you've got a cover that you just need to throw off and you need to spring up and get up, I want to pray for you. I want you to just get up just like that. Yeah, there's a crowd here, but I want you to get up, get out of your seat, come down the aisle. Come down the aisle. You just say, wrap me up, God, one more time. Wrap me up one more time in your robe of righteousness. Don't be, just like Bartimaeus, don't even worry about it. Don't even hesitate right now. Come down the aisle. You come down right now. No more cover up. Maybe some of you have been struggling with addictions. No more cover up. Just throw it off, spring up, and you get down here right now. Come on. Just say, excuse me, I gotta go. I don't think Bartimaeus said excuse me to anybody. He just made his way through the crowd. So if Bartimaeus can do it, then you can too. Come on. If Bartimaeus can do it, you can too. From the balcony, come on down. Don't worry about time. Don't worry about the cold outside. We're going to worship the Lord right now. Misty, lead us in worship. You make your way down here right now. Praise God. See, no one has to walk out of here still covered up in shame. No one. From the balcony to the main floor, you're not going out of here with your head down. You're not going out of here with this cover of guilt and fear. You do not have to sit on the side of the road in 2017. You do not. It's simply a cry in faith right now. It's honest tears right here, right up here. Every person that has come up here right now, you're taking the cover up off right now. You got to see it for yourself. You got to see it for yourself right now. Just take joy in Jesus. Even if you have to just act it out right now, just take that cover off. Take it off. Take it off and be clothed in the righteousness of God right now. Every cover, it's off now in the name of Jesus. Off in the name of Jesus. Church, extend your hands right now. Let's just pray for strength now to remove the cover, to remove the cover off. The cover of guilt, the cover of sin, the cover of shame, the cover of rejection, the cover of abuse, off now in the name of Jesus. And God wants to do a healing work right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Prayer team, just get to somebody real quick. Rest your hand on their shoulder. Prayer team, get to someone real quick. Rest your hand on their shoulder. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, saints. Open up your mouth and just begin to pray, please. We're almost done. But we need you to intercede right now. There's breakthrough that's happening right now up front. There's breakthrough. There's healing that's happening right now. There's a setting free right now. There's a setting free. There's a washing. There's a cleansing right now in the name of Jesus. Every cover off now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for healing right now. Thank you, God. You alone have the power to reach in and bring healing to our heart in those broken places in the name of Jesus. Every cover off. And now, God, I thank you because of your grace. You clothe us now in your love. You clothe us now in your mercy. You clothe us now in your grace. You clothe us now in your kindness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for dying on the cross for our sins. Thank you, God, for dying on the cross and bringing healing to our life. We have the victory in you, oh God. We have the victory right now in the name of Jesus. Victory right now in the name of Jesus. Clothe your people now. Clothe your daughters right now in the name of Jesus. Every young lady that's been wounded, every man that's been hurt, God, I pray right now that you would clothe them right now with a robe of victory, a robe of righteousness in you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Everyone look up at me. You're gonna pray this prayer in faith with me. You're gonna pray this prayer in faith with me. We're gonna pray it with you. Dear Jesus, I come to you right now and I confess my sin. I've made a mess of things. I turn from it all and I look to you now to be my Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for my sins. Thank you, Jesus, because of you, I'm a new person right now. Hear my cry of faith. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I take off this cover. I throw it off. I throw off guilt. I throw off shame. I throw off embarrassment. Now, Lord God, wrap me up in your love. Cover me in your grace. Give me a robe of righteousness. In your name I pray. Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah.